This is a previously recorded episode.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Chelsea and Stacy.
Chelsea and Stacy who?
Reasons why I'm single.
That joke made absolutely no sense.
It was kind of, you know what? It was kind of funny. Whatever, just play the song, Dave. Hey guys, it's Chelsea
and Stacy,
and this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Woo!
Yes, episode 3.
What up, 3?
We're so excited.
Me too. We had a great pre-show before we started recording.
We did a little dancing.
Yes, there was a
still waiting for video to get hooked up in the studios, which apparently is allegedly going to happen this month. So people will not only be able to listen, they can watch.
Yes.
Because for whatever reason, the one I posted the pictures that I took last week during the episode to Yelp, the one with your friend.
Yeah, Shannon.
Got a lot of likes on it. I was like, why am I getting all these likes? And then I didn't realize, like, she was sitting at this weird angle.
Shannon's poops
and
just, like,
the one of them was up and out. That I was like, oh.
She actually
I should drop her a note and see if I should pull that.
She made a comment about that to me. She was like, do you see this picture? They need to change the picture. Jared's not in it, and my boobs are, like, out.
Shannon
I've actually never had a reason to go to Yelp until now.
What up, Shannon? Shannon is smart, sophisticated.
We're gonna have Shannon on. She is single, also. She's got a lot of stories.
She was a ton of fun.
She's very.
She's
fun.
A lot of
even
fun.
Though you didn't let her talk.
She said she wanted to sit in the corner.
We were feeling it out. It was good. She didn't want to take Jared's thunder.
Wait,
thunder.
Well, okay, so you guys know, we always want you guys to know a little bit about us, a little new thing every week. And this week we decided we're going to tell you a little bit about our families. I am the middle child.
Oh, what up, middle child?
I have an older brother and I have a younger brother. We're all very, very close in age, though. My older brother's only a year and a half older than me. Well, a little bit more than that. But, like, right around a year and a half older than me. My little brother and I are actually the same age for a month.
What? Dang. Your parents love each other.
My parents wasted no time. And if you bring that up to my father, he'll be like, the doctor said it was okay.
I mean, that's awesome. That is awesome.
What do you do, mark it on a calendar? Like, okay, hey, it's today's day.
That's pretty much
that's
it.
That's real. Just saying. That's going to be me on my wedding day. Like, listen, I have held out for this long. It is going down. Don't call me. Don't text me. I'm fine.
My older brother, he works for one of the big three.
Hey,
if you're listening
three.
And you're not from Michigan and you don't know what the Big Three is, it's, you know, one of the car companies.
Oh, hey, Big Three car companies.
Yeah, and then my little brother, he actually just got out of the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
Oorah.
And ruined it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Oorah.
Love Marines.
It's important.
Aww.
And he's awesome. He actually works for a company that has sections in car companies or in car factories.
They're nice.
So they're both in that little world. He travels all around the country. He's got a super cute girlfriend and all that good stuff.
Hey, super cute girlfriend. Fun fact, Chelsea's younger brother, I was his prom date.
I love how we talk about prom dates. Like,
it's true. I promise I didn't peak in high school. Like, if anything, I peaked after. Like, I was lame in high school. I was a nerd. I just got out of classes.
Stacy was pretty popular, though.
I wasn't, though. I promise you, I was not. I was the biggest nerd. Don't say it. Don't say it.
You don't want
Do
me
not
to?
Say it. Don't say it. We're going to save that for show number 99.
Number 99. Oh, it's so good, you guys.
It's not. But anyways, yay for family.
Yay. Stacey, do you have any family?
I do want to
add up the fact that my parents are still together. They're married.
Woo-hoo. Yes. What a parent.
They've been married for 33 years.
For the longest time.
Yeah, right. I had to think about it.
Oh, they're so
33
sweet.
Years this year.
That's
awesome.
Exciting.
Yay.
Woo!
Stacey, tell me about your family.
Oh, my goodness. I don't have a family. I'm actually from a different planet.
Awkward.
And then these people raised me. And then I like to wear blue and a red cape. Did you know that Superman was actually a woman? You do now.
Stacey.
Really dark.
Superman.
Dave just walked in the room.
Dave's wearing
Superman
a Superman shirt.
No, I have an older brother who I love.
Yeah.
And we're if you round it up, 3 years. I don't feel like doing mental math, even though I've known what the difference is all my life. Don't judge. But anyways, yes, I have an older brother, and then his wife is awesome.
Like, yay, marriage.
I didn't know that I wanted a sister until she came into his life, and she is the sister that I never had, and she is the greatest thing ever. Aww. They have a nephew who is the love of my life. It is my goal for me to say, what's up, nephew? And for him to say, what's up, auntie?
They have a nephew, or they have a kid
who is my nephew. This is why we need Dave.
I was doing the flow chart on that one. Thank you, Dave.
See, this is why Dave is Superman. Dave is Superman, okay?
I can't. See, you're making me feel bad. I didn't mention I have nephews, and I have a nephew and two nieces.
Oh, well, you have two brothers, so I'm just
I have a brother, but I have a sister-in-law.
Oh, so because I have two brothers.
Right. I had to. I was like, she just one-upped me. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. But no, it's just me, my older brother, and then my brother's brother-in-law. I just call him my bro-ex because he's the remix to my brother. And then Jared, who was here last week. Well, I mean, we're just friends, but he is like a brother to me. We've been like super close ever since. And it's just awesome. It's great having guy friends that are super close friends and that are platonic.
Yeah. Yay. Are your parents married?
They are. Gosh, how many years are they celebrating? It's in the late 30s. That's all I know.
No, it's been her parents are awesome too.
Oh, what up, parents?
What up, parentals?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are, we have a pretty exciting show today.
We do.
We're going to tell a whole bunch of stuff.
Uh oh.
Before we get going, though, Thrivent Financial has sponsored our entire show today.
What?
So we're super excited about that.
It's the truth.
So we're going to give them a huge shout out right at the beginning.
Yes,
support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial. Okay. For more than 100 years, Thrivent has offered financial guidance about saving, spending, and sharing. Give Don Lyon or Pat Klenner a call at 586-773-7596 to learn more about Thrivent.
And honestly, it's kind of awesome that they have sponsored this whole show, which means they've gotten a ton of feedback from all listening.
They have. They've reached out to us and let us know that people are interested in making sure that they can. I mean, it's hard out there financially.
Girl, for real.
And if you can have a consultation that gets you on the steps to making a plan.
Yep.
Yeah, and they've just been really, apparently you guys have been really receptive. So make sure that you get, if you're the one who's like, oh, I haven't called yet. Well,
here's your in.
586-773-7596. That's what you need to do.
Do it.
All right, let me tell you guys. let me tell you what happened.
Are we going to dive right in?
We're going to dive right in.
I've been
waiting
for this
for days. Okay. Put your fins on.
So 2 days ago on one of the, let's just call it Mumble. the dating site Mumble. That would be so funny. Stacey, you're right.
Listen, you can't tell this story without saving the shade.
We gotta save the fake name letter of the day. You're right. Stacey, it's because we have a sponsor for the whole show. It threw off my whole
thing. We just got a freak.
All right, Stacey, you wanna pull the paper?
I do.
What letter are we gonna get?
We're getting T.
The letter T.
Yes. Fake name letter of the day is T. What are some examples of T names, Chelsea?
Tabitha. Or Trevor.
Ooh.
Or Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
Or Tyrone.
Ooh, you better call him.
Call him!
So, Chelsea, tell us what happened this weekend.
It wasn't even this weekend. It was this week,
was on a Tuesday.
It was a couple days ago.
It was on a Tuesday. It was on a Tuesday, actually. So I got matched with this guy, and
what was his name?
His name was Tyler. Yeah,
the creator.
His name was Tyler.
Don't listen to that.
And he. So we kind of hit it off. He responded to me, and he asked me, because it says on my profile that I do plays. I'm a karaoke host. I like to sing. I'm outgoing.
You're
very
artistic.
Yeah.
Was the focus of one of last week's stories when Guy called every karaoke place on the planet.
Exactly.
Yeah. So okay.
Exactly.
Yes, keep praying for him.
So we hit it off pretty great. I mean, he's got 5 pictures on his page. And all of them are from the chest up. But, visually, you can tell that he's got very broad shoulders. And he has a really large head. But not in, like a fat, large head kind of way. In the fact that you can see that it's on a big dude.
He's got a huge melon.
Yes.
Heat, move now.
So
it's got its own weather system.
So we're talking and he's just like, he sends me a picture from that day while he's at work. And he drives for a living. I don't want to like let out
right.
who does, but he drives for a living. And he sends a picture in the truck and he's like, oh, my head like almost hits the top of the truck. And I'm like, this is a big dude. Like, I'm kind of.
And you're thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, like, in reverse. They wear big socks.
He's kind of excited. Like, I was like, this guy's like, he's like a manly dude. He's this big guy, and all of his pictures, he was like near the tops of door frames in the backgrounds of all of his pictures. So I'm just like, this is a big dude. I'm excited. Well, then he asks me if we want to meet up that night, and I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? And he asks me for ice cream instead of a drink, which I actually found really refreshing.
Girl, because, yes.
Well, it was like what 90 on Tuesday.
Oh my gosh, yeah, seriously,
on a Tuesday.
So. He was going.
So you meet Big Head Tyler.
Well, there it is. So we decide we're going to meet up. Full disclosure, I am vegan, and
who
so,
gave you that idea?
This girl. So it's not the easiest thing to do. Is to go on an ice cream date when you're vegan, but there is a really really good ice cream shop that has vegan ice cream in Ferndale. So we plan to meet there, and he ends up delaying the meeting by text messages. Like, I ended up getting there and texting him and be like, okay, I'm here. And he goes, oh, no, I need, like, at least another half hour. I'm in the bathroom. And I was like, oh, that's a lot of information. Okay. Oh. And then
is he lactose intolerant? Because this would be interesting.
Well, then we find out afterward. I find out that as I'm sitting there watching the place close, that the vegan ice cream that is available is closed.
Aww.
So I text him. I'm like, well, it's closed. What are you going to do now? He's like, oh, well, we can go to the Dairy Queen down the street.
Yes, Dairy Queen.
I'm like, okay, there's like two things I can get, but I can get something fine. So we go. Now, slight sidebar. I wore a dress because it was 90 degrees.
Hey, 90 degrees. Was it 98 degrees and rising? Oh,
it's my
Nick
favorite
Lachey.
Boy band. It's my favorite
do
boy
your
band.
Research, millennials. Nick Lachey.
Drew Lachey was my favorite. the eye roll I just received.
It's okay.
Again, video.
I'm focused on you, pretty eyes.
Hey pretty eyes. So he, so we decide we're going to go there.
So now, you're wearing a dress for Big Head Tyler.
For Big Head Tyler because he's because he's a big guy. I'm also wearing wedges and like they're these fabulous Michael Kors shoes, and I got them on sale, and I want to wear them as much as possible. I'm like, this guy's tall. This guy's awesome. Yes, and they make my legs
You're
look nice.
Breaking out the pumps and a bump.
Right, except they're wedges, so I can actually walk.
Right.
Yeah, so, wedges.
But they make me, like, 5'9", when I'm wearing them.
Okay.
So, which is fine, because this guy's huge.
Because he's ducking to get through doors.
Does your profile say how tall you are?
My profile says that I'm 5'5", yes.
Oh. 5'5" Forgot about that. You halfer.
As we said in the first show, half inch is important.
In regards to your height on a scale. Height doesn't start with a T.
Bells are rung for many reasons around the studio.
Take the bells. I do not want all the bells and whistles.
So I get to Dairy Queen super early because I'm already there and basically, and it's right down the street. So I get there and I'm sitting down on the little benches they have outside, and he walks up and I see him and I'm like, oh no. And then I stand up, and because now I'm like 5'9", I can see completely over his head, and he has the really large head that he has in his pictures and the really broad shoulders that he has, and he's 5'3".
Okay.
And I was right. Like, I was like, hi. And then he's just like, hi. And then he looks up and then he looks down at my shoes and he's like, those are some shoes. And I was just like,
Now, did his profile not indicate height?
That's where I was.
You just made assumptions based on photos.
Yes, but I did, like, he did say that he was, like, going to hit his head in the truck.
Maybe he had the seat up.
Booster seat?
Yeah, that's
sitting
real.
On phone books?
I mean, maybe.
That's real.
It could be, like,
Mini Cooper? Oh,
not a Fiat.
No. Big, go with big the Mini car. Cooper. He drives a very large, he drives for a living, so it's big.
Big Head Tyler.
Big, but very,
drives a big head truck.
Oh, truck.
So I am just, it's so hard when you catch me off guard because I'm not great.
Because you're honest?
Yeah. So it's like, if we're honest. So I'm just like, I'm looking at him and I'm looking over him.
You're a wee little man, aren't you?
Williams, he had red hair. Yeah.
Yes, Ginger.
He's a wee little gingerbread man. He's a gingerbread man with a big head. I've got so many. I have such a phenomenal movie in my head playing for this.
Did he have gumdrop buttons?
Not my gumdrop buttons.
It wasn't like it was a fat head. It was just I swear, you looked at this man's head size and you're like, that is a big dude. There's no way. And it literally looked like somebody Lego swapped a Barbie head.
They Mars attacked him. They put different head on body with gotcha.
Exactly. Someone just mentioned that movie last night. That's so funny. I actually haven't seen it, but everyone started making that noise. I'm just like, is this a weird cult that I don't know about? Is Mars attacking us? I know NASA is doing work.
That's right. We're invading Jupiter and it's just all over.
We're standing in line and we start talking. And as soon as we start talking, it is like rapid fire making me sweat the amount of questions.
What kind of questions?
Now, so I have, I need the complete picture for Big Head Ginger Tyler. it's Big Head Ginger Trucker Tyler. So. Big giant head, little tiny voice.
No, regular voice.
Okay,
not super deep. Okay,
because that would be the
hoping for boys to men. Baby, I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was hoping for that.
He was hoping for Mickey.
Hi, Chelsea. How are you? Huh?
That would make me love him more. Uppies.
You're nice and tall, pick me up.
The other thing is that he was very large on the bottom half of him. Not like big guy that I talked about a couple weeks ago. But like
pear?
Yeah, very pear shaped for
So now we have big giant head, normal big broad shoulders.
But normal size shoulders. They look broad, but they were proportionate to his head.
Okay.
Skinny little body, torso.
And then it came in.
And then it flared.
Just, yeah.
I wonder if it was a medical condition or something.
It might have been. It might have been. Yeah. So now you have the picture. So he starts.
I don't know that I can go on.
But your heart will go on.
He starts rapid firing questions at me. He's like, so where'd you go to college? Did you graduate? What did you go here? How many siblings do you have? Do you have any kids? Do you want kids? What are you going to do then? And I'm not even getting the questions answered before he asks the next one. And I'm just like, whoa, what about you? Can I
Macaulay Culkin and Uncle Buck?
Yeah. It was just one of those.
The ABC show is getting canceled, Uncle Buck.
It's been canceled, thankfully. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
It was, no.
Okay.
Because he, kept asking these questions, I'm like, wow, he, either is really, really interested in me, or he, read a Dating for Dummies book and, wrote down all of the questions or tried to remember all the questions and had to get them out as quickly as possible.
I feel like maybe he was super nervous and he's just like, okay, I'm just going to keep the conversation going so there's not an elephant in the room. Clearly she thought I'd be tall. Maybe he was overwhelmed because you were wearing heels and you were super tall. And he's just like, okay, I'll get through
this. Normally wear heels.
So now, I'm doing the 5'9", 5'3", big head. I'm pretty sure I'm accurate where his eye level was.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, he was looking her right in the eyes, if you know what I'm saying.
He had a great view of Jugsy McCary. Oh,
your dress didn't cover.
It was a dress. I don't know. All my shirts do this.
Must be nice.
Mine do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to look in our guest's face. It's so hard.
We sit down, and he got a peanut parfait from Dairy Queen. This man, it's all in his beard. It's all over his fingers.
Oh, and he has a beard.
Oh, and he has a beard.
You are the worst. You're the biggest. You're like a giant tease is what you are. You just dribble out the details as you go. And by the way, he's a ginger. So now I've got
now you have a real picture.
World of Warcraft dwarf.
Oh, don't call him a dwarf.
Look, like the Cartman from the South Park episode with the big red bushy.
Did he offer you his axe at any point? Did he offer you his axe at any point in the conversation or the date?
No. Oh. Well, so we sit down because while we were in line is when I'm getting all those rapid fire questions.
Right.
I'm like, okay, and I get like this little drink thing, and because that's only thing you can get there that's vegan. And right. I sit down, and as we're sitting down. He's, scarfing this thing and it's getting everywhere. And he's like, so do you have Netflix?
And do you like to chill?
And I'm like, I do have Netflix.
And how do you
feel? That's where I thought it was going. Yeah. And it didn't go there.
Because that would be regretflix.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, no. I was like, he's like, oh, do you watch like Orange is the New Black? And I was like, yeah, no, I love that show. That was season 4. And he goes, oh, season 4. I haven't seen that one yet. Oh, man, I'm like down. I haven't seen the one before that. And I'm like, so season 3 hasn't seen that. And then he's like, oh, I'm Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I love that show. I can't wait for the
second
season.
Another ginger.
Yeah, right? He's like, I can't wait for the second season to come out. And I'm like, yeah, it's already out. Like, it's been out for a while.
Been out for a while.
Yeah.
Because season 4.
So I'm trying to like get my timeline going. And then he's like, yeah, I guess I haven't been able to watch it for a while. And I'm just like, okay.
All right, can we take a time out? I have some questions.
Yes, go
so,
for it.
So... when you looked at his profile picture, were you attracted to him?
Okay. So
when she thought he was a big burly lumberjack
See,
man.
That's where I'm going with
no,
it.
No, that's the thing. If you looked at him and it's like, oh man, that guy's like
so when
he's
when,
like a big dude.
When he looked like he belonged on a roll of paper towel. You were
yes,
all ready for him.
He was the broad.
And now all of a sudden he's on, a roll of Charmin or something. And now he's
like in a tree making cookies.
First of all. Plaid is very in right now. There's nothing wrong with that. Second of all, the Keebler Elf EL fudge cookies are my favorite.
Okay, if we had the choice, though, between Keebler Elf and Brawny Man, I'm picking Brawny Man every time.
But here's the thing, were you attracted to him or no?
I was attracted to his size.
But not necessarily to how he looked.
But not necessarily his face.
Because I really can't fault him for not disclosing his height. Because, I mean, I like my hair being in its natural state. I used to have it, straightened, with a relaxer. But now I totally like my natural hair.
Your hair's super cute.
Oh, my gosh, thanks. So, if I'm messaging with a guy and I'm just like, if I have a huge fro and like my profile pic, which is what I usually have, and they're just like, oh my gosh, I like your hair. And I'm like, yeah, I'm natural. I really like it, blah, blah, blah. So then when we meet up and if I have like this blonde straight hair and if he shows up and he's just like, what the heck? I thought you liked your natural hair. Well, I do, but maybe I also like wearing wigs. So my natural hair is braided up with a wig over it. It doesn't fault the fact that I still love my natural hair.
No, it doesn't. I know. Okay, let the record show that I know I'm coming off not so great.
No. Hair isn't. And let's. I don't think so because I know you mentioned before. Hair is one of those things that changes, especially with women.
Yeah, it
insanely
a lot.
Easily. He knew damn well and good what he was doing with the chest up photos by the top of the door, trying to pretend that he was big burly dude when.
Right, I mean, and then he's like, and then he's talking, oh, I'm almost hitting the top of my truck, all this, I don't know, and okay. I guess, it is my bad, I did,
but
I
that's
assume.
One of the, that's one of the dumbest things that are, in his head, how did he think that was going to play out?
I don't know, they do it all the time, though, and I'm sure girls do the same thing.
Oh, definitely.
But it's it's just one of those where you're like, okay, we're going to meet in person, but I will say that, I wasn't necessarily attracted to his pictures. But we did have a really good conversation.
After he grilled you.
Well, no.
In the interrogation
room, when we were texting,
peanut parfait.
When we were texting. So then we start walking from, I'm going to continue. You're right.
Oh,
do you have more questions?
Good. No,
do you have more questions?
No, I will save them till the end. Thank you.
So he asked me if I want to walk because he's inhaled this thing. He goes and gets wet wipes and all this. I literally felt like I needed to pull wet wipes out. I was with my niece and nephew.
Does Dairy Queen have wet wipes?
I don't know. He got one. So
that is awesome. That's awesome. I thought only Buffalo Wild Wings had them.
I just got this mental image that he had a fanny pack hidden somewhere. And just started
pulling out wet wipes.
Because he was prepared.
Right.
I
just met a guy with a fanny pack. Continue.
So he asked me if we want to go for a walk. And I'm just thinking, you want to stand next to me? Because it's such a blatant height difference. Okay, we can go for a walk. So we start walking.
do you want to pop by my car and get my flats? Do you want me to?
He starts kind of like divulging into a lot of information about him because, and it, I don't want to go into too much and let it like reveal who he is kind of thing, but he.
Like personal stuff?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, he basically made it really clear as to why he hadn't seen the new show. Oh, because I made a point to ask him about Making a Murderer. You remember when everybody saw
that? Absolutely.
And everybody who had Netflix saw it. And he was like, oh, yeah, I haven't even heard of that.
Was he possibly in a place that did not have Netflix access?
Maybe he was chilling before Netflix was cool.
He made it pretty clear that his previous job alluded to him having the lifestyle of partying a lot.
Oh,
And a lot of drugs and stuff. And he's like, and then he's like, so I got clean. And then,
good for
him. But the thing, and yeah, great, good for him. But
that's a lot to take
but
in.
But his time frame wasn't really lining up because he was like, oh, 3 weeks ago I had a girlfriend, but I haven't seen any of these, but then I've got this. And he's like, oh, and then I used to be in Washington, D.C., and I worked for this. And
I do like Washington,
and
D.C.
I'm like doing the mental timeline. And I'm like, this just doesn't add up. Like, none of your stuff is making sense. And then he's like, do you want to go, like, walk down into this subdivision? I'm also like, no, we can stay on the lit road.
I would like to stay in a well-lit public location, possibly with my hand on pepper spray.
So once we got down to the corner, he's like, do you want to keep going? I was like, no, we can probably head back. And
Side note, how comfortable are your shoes? Shout out to Michael Kors.
Oh, my God, they're really, really comfortable. He actually even made a comment. He was like, oh, your feet are probably killing you. I was like, actually, these things are awesome. And
the better quality the shoe, the better your day.
And he just, Dave looked at his shoes.
There's nothing wrong with Fila's.
There was no judgment. And we're starting to walk back, and he's still like rapid fire like questions to me, but then he's throwing in, you know, the rehab stuff and all this. And I'm just like, this is, you know, a lot to take in for somebody that I would.
That's an awful lot for like a first, like for an ice cream meetup.
At this point, it had been 45 minutes. Like, so it wasn't even like, yes, we've invested a lot of time.
Now, at this point, are you regretting that he did not ask you to meet for drinks?
Well, no, I get it, though. I mean, he's
never
sober. So
alcohol.
He said he was sober. So, like, that makes sense. Fine. Oh, yeah. So then we're starting to walk.
Doesn't mean the rest of us have to be.
So we get back over to Dairy Queen, and he's like, do you want to keep walking in this direction? I was like, no, we're going to go to my car. And I went to give him a hug. I mean, I didn't even have to lift my shoulders or anything. Like, I give him a hug, and I was like, have a good one. It was nice. It was fun. Bye. And then he hasn't even contacted me since. So, yeah, exactly.
So did you guys have, like, a decent, like, text or messaging conversation, like, prior to this? Like, you guys, like, jived pretty well with each other?
Yeah. Okay. And it was, I mean, it was a lot of, like, you know, the flirty sarcasm that is very much a part of dating now.
Yes, in my life.
Right? So it's just like, but it went really, really well. Like, he drives for a living, and so he's by himself in this big truck. And I asked him if he had, like, a volleyball with a bloody handprint on it that he talks to. And he was like, Wilson! He goes, no, I don't have Wilson, but I do have Janine, this half mannequin I found somewhere. And he goes, but we don't talk about her. She gets super jealous.
That's funny.
And it was funny. Okay. It wasn't creepy at the time, I promise. It was genuine.
In hindsight, creepy as all hell.
He's like, you don't want to meet Janine.
In hindsight, it just makes me wonder which half of the mannequin. But...
We'll pray. Never stop praying.
Do you think
praying.
It really matters?
No, probably not. Probably not.
We'll still pray.
We'll still pray. But yeah, so then, I mean, crazy, right? It was just,
I mean.
So then the point is I left. I put on Facebook, yay, wish me good luck. I'm going on a date. And then like an hour later, I was commenting on Facebook and everyone's like, wow, like that's
how'd the date go?
And I was like,
in less than an hour, I'm home and in PJs.
Yeah. How do you think it went? And then Dave's like, are you alone? I'm like.
We had a qualifying question.
No, it is
That's a qualifying question.
That is fair. Like, it went so well.
That's right.
It could have been met for ice cream. Yeah, let's do this. Back to the house. And then 45 minutes.
My mother.
Sandwiches, juice, update on Facebook. Yeah.
I feel like I need to preface that, like, I'm not that kind of girl, but like if Chris Evans showed up like for the date,
he's a married man, he wouldn't do it.
No, he's not.
Oh, I was thinking Chris Pratt. Just kidding.
Let's be real. Chris Evans is not married.
Chris Evans.
If Chris Evans showed up, that is exactly how that would go.
My mother told me.
I wasn't casting aspersions. We've all been there, done
that. Listen, my mother told me, she was just like, listen, don't fall for the first man that buys you something to eat because you like to eat. And I'm just like. that's real. I'm a woman. He took me to Burger King.
So, although, like, it wasn't the worst date I've ever been on, I was so, I mean, I was just so disappointed when I got home because I'm like, man, like,
I still,
it's just the perception that he put out there. And I get it. It is partially my assumptions and all that stuff. Like, I'm not saying that this is all him.
But again, knew what he was doing.
Knew what he was doing. But then, and then in 45 minutes, you're going to throw all that information at me? And it was like, and he knew. He knew it didn't go good because he didn't even try and, like, text me or call me or anything.
I'm pretty sure 45 minutes might be some sort of record.
I'll agree. Him. Like, I feel...
Well, no, I mean, like, just for, like, first dates in general. Like, I mean, it's been a long time since I've been on a date.
Yeah.
A date that ends in 45 minutes, you know, something has gone horribly wrong.
Right. It was just, it was a lot of information, and I can't hide anything on my face. So every time he's telling me this, my eyebrows are just going higher and higher, and I'm like, oh, okay. Oh,
and I'm a surprise clown tonight.
Like, intravenous drugs. Great. That's scary.
That's why we pray.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I just.
That's the second MC Hammer reference of the evening.
Did I say another one?
That's Word We Pray. Pray.
Oh, yeah. But did I say one before that?
I did Pumps and a Bump.
Dave, do you have a mate? Because I'm your soulmate. But yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't fault him, though. I agree with everything that everyone said, but I feel like if I were him, he probably used to put his height on there and people were just like, pass. So then he took it off and then gave the illusion and then, you know, he got
props for his ability to take a picture because he completely had me convinced. I mean, I even showed my roommate and she and I were both like, dang, lumberjack. Like,
crying himself to sleep on his giant pillow tonight.
I mean, it was, it was definitely.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Hey, we have a guest.
We have
studio.
A guest.
You've heard him a little bit. It's Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Joe is going to tell us some stuff.
Oh.
But before he does, he's going to play our game.
Oh, this girl likes to play games. Like actual games, like Monopoly and Game of Life.
You see, Monopoly is a game that ends friendships. So you don't want
to
do
Monopoly. Oh,
you know what?
Real.
I found a thing on Facebook that told you how to beat Monopoly. And and I read it and I was like, this is, it
you
literally says at, the it says at the very beginning of it, like, you will probably lose friends if you play this way, but if you want to win, this is how you win.
I bet
and
you
it
was Jared like, knows.
You find some people you really don't care to lose.
Right.
Guys, come on over. Hey, yeah, I haven't seen you in 6 years.
Let's play Monopoly.
That's ridiculous.
Like, hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but let's play Monopoly.
And call me never.
That's right. I'll be the banker, maybe.
Yeah, right? I'll slip you a 500.
Ooh, he gave me that 500.
All right, Joe, what are your two truths and a lie?
Truths and a lie. Okay, so first one. I played football in high school as a linebacker.
Okay.
Ooh.
I am an ordained minister and perform weddings.
Jesus. I love him.
You can laugh in the mic. It's fine.
No, because if I laugh, you guys are all going deaf. And these poor people listening, their speakers on their laptops are going to bust. This is not going to end well. And let me see. I had the third one, and now I started to laugh and completely forgot it.
Well, you played football
in
high school.
Linebacker.
Was a linebacker.
Linebacker.
And then you were in
ordained minister.
Of Jesus, yes.
And then I've also have a son that's 10 years old.
Oh, these are all like solid.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I can't use that one. That was a lie.
Narrowed it down to two.
I completely destroyed this game.
That's fine. We're just happy you're here.
He does not have a child.
I
it's like Maury over here. You are not the father.
Yeah. Watch me do the happy. Now, see,
look at those baby's eyes.
We need
look
the camera here for me
nose.
To do the happy dance.
Right.
Look at those baby's eyes.
Look at
those daddy's eyes.
Right. Dang it.
That's
so,
okay.
So you're out of the two that I said, which one's the truth and which one's the lie?
Well, because one of those is a lie?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the lie is that, this is tough. I'm going to say the lie is that you played football.
I know.
I feel like
so
you
I
should take
guess.
The other. Oh, Dave, what's your guess?
I'm going football because, I mean, dude, I'm an ordained minister. $10 in the internet, you're an ordained minister.
We believe in love in this studio. It's great.
I'm sorry, but the football part.
Yeah,
foiled.
I've been ordained for 2 years now, and I performed my.
Oh, so I'm right.
No, you were
okay. Yeah.
She picked the lie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've been ordained for 2 years now, before my 17th wedding just a few months ago.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome.
So maybe you'll perform 18 for Chelsea and 19 for Stacey someday.
Hey, hey, let's be real. It's not happening.
Fine.
Yeah,
18 for Stacey and 19
how
for Chelsea.
How about like 39?
I ain't waiting that long. Lord knows. Lord knows. No,
no, no. For Stacey, we'll make you number 20.
Oh.
And then, we'll, you know, number 57?
57 seems fair.
57 seems fair.
But you'll still be a bridesmaid, right?
Yes.
Okay, totally.
All right, so are you single?
Yes, I am.
You are single.
And just for the record, you have no idea how many phone numbers I have gotten at weddings as the minister performing these weddings.
Are you serious? Oh, ooh, girl, he saved.
That's a good play.
I had a girl come up. She goes, you're not, like, fully a minister, are you?
Are you kidding me?
No. No, I'm like, yeah, 100%. Got the title of reverend and everything.
But not, goes, but not like Catholic.
No, not
yeah,
Catholic.
Yeah, not like no, a Catholic
no, no,
priest.
No. There's been no vow of celibacy here. I'm not even going to try to make light of that.
It's okay. We can all be born again.
Well, and you know, if you're going to rely on the man that makes you say, oh, God. That's pretty much how that goes.
After marriage. After marriage.
All right. So you are single. After give marriage. Us a reason why you're single. Tell us what happened.
Let's see. Well, this one kind of goes back a bit. Back in 2008, I lived in Kalamazoo, and I lived in a house with, it was myself and five other people in a three-bedroom colonial in a college town.
Goodness.
Did you live in a basement? Were there people in the basement?
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In this case, there was people in the basement. But
were they alive?
One for sure.
Against their will?
This is a great story, by the way.
So this is just the start of it. I haven't even gotten to the date yet. So I met this girl on OkCupid way back in the day. Her name was Thelma.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to go with that because that just kind of fits her personality
a little
bit.
I like it. Oh, gosh.
Thelma.
Oh, yeah. I lived
in Kalamazoo. I'm waiting for Louise to get factored in somewhere.
That was probably her best friend. You know.
Right.
But anyway, lived in Kalamazoo. She lived in this little town, like it had maybe a population of 300 people just at the Indiana border.
Wow.
It's about a two-hour drive. I'm 23, 24 at the time. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Why not?
I'll drive
out there. Mm-hmm. So I'd make the two-hour drive.
We're such morons.
At that age, of course we are. We're not.
I drove from Boston
brain.
To Phoenix. I totally get it.
Okay, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You totally won up.
Wow.
So we go on the first date. Great. Went fine.
Awesome. She,
really sweet girl. Great conversation.
Good job, Thelma.
And, yeah, really great conversation. It didn't get any type of creeper vibe at all.
Uh-oh.
So the following week, we had been texting and talking on the phone throughout the week, and I talked and said, you know, since I came out to your side of town,
right,
why don't you come out to mine?
That's completely fair.
So on a Friday night, she was coming out. We were going to go out. The plan was to go out to dinner, grab a movie, hang out, walk around downtown Kalamazoo, and then I thought, call it a night. She pulls up in my driveway, and my roommate looks out the window, and they're like, hey, I think that's your date pulling up. I'm like, okay, why does she have a duffel bag?
Oh,
and I walk into the living room, and sure enough, she's got not only a duffel bag, but a carry-on with the roller suitcase.
And assumptions were made.
Assumptions were definitely made.
That is the theme of the show.
So my roommates, all five of them, are like, what is she doing? I'm like, I have no idea. So I walk out on the porch, and I'm like, hey, what's up with the luggage? She goes, oh, well.
I have a lot of baggage.
Apparently. So she goes, oh, I thought I was staying the night. I'm like, we never talked about that, and I live with five other people.
Good for you.
I said, let's.
Take it
back a little bit. We'll go on the dinner and then.
What? Right.
We go
at the very least, she should have left that duffel bag in her car.
Thank you.
And, like, not implied.
And been like, oh, you want me to stay? Okay.
Oh, let me go see in case I brought something. Let me go see if I have it. No. Because then you're
and then move
bring,
in.
No, then you don't even bring the duffel bag in. Then you go, oh, let me see if I have anything in my car. And then you, like, throw a couple things in your purse.
Do I want heels? Do I want candy?
Yeah. So
I love that Chelsea from 5 minutes ago, I never do that, but has that all planned
out. Yeah, she's got the backup plan right there. I mean, she's ready for it.
Well, that's just common sense.
Right, maybe you went to a bar.
You can rationalize it however you want to, sweetheart.
Suddenly it becomes common sense.
They had some drinks. She wasn't good to drive, so she had an outfit just in case.
Okay, that's
sometimes
logical.
That, yeah.
You're welcome.
Right. That's what we call a rationalization.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
So my roommates are like, she's not staying around. I'm like, no way. No.
Team meeting.
I go on the date. We go up to dinner. I brought up, you know, you really should have, you know, brought it up because, you know, I live with other people. They might not be cool with it. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever.
Good for you.
She refuses to leave.
Wait.
We get back to my house so she can get into her car and leave. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
She's refusing to leave.
Was she tired?
How old was she?
We were both the same age. I was 23 years old.
Whoa.
And I figured the date was going to end soon enough. I was going to be taking my one roommate to work. And I'm like, well, you know, I've got to go. I got to go do this thing. She goes, I'll wait for you here. I'm like, no, that's not how this is going to work. And my other roommate said, oh, no. It's okay.
Oh, no.
And I knew exactly what they were going to do. My other roommate, the young woman who owned the house, was a classical performance major. Played piano. I had this beautiful grand piano in the living room.
Ooh, you were the fanciest 23-year-old I've ever met.
We had a great time in that house. Anyway.
Cocktail parties.
Right?
Sipping black on tea and
because that's what every 23-year-old is looking 23-year-old right? is looking for. Right. Is
I had a low
grand
bar.
Grand pianos.
Piano in the living room.
Okay. I go to take my roommate to work, and this girl just said, okay, Thelma says, I'm going to go lay down and take a nap and wait for you. Meanwhile, we go do this. My roommate decides to hop on the piano and decide to quote unquote practice for her recital.
Good job.
The loudest, most obnoxious way ever played in her life. And this girl can play the piano. I'm getting text messages that I'm driving. Your roommate's really rude. I'm trying to sleep and this is really loud. And I'm like, well, you're the rude one that won't leave.
Did you send her that?
Yes.
Savage.
I was not able to get her to leave the house until 6 o'clock in the morning.
What?
Now, as a fellow dude,
hey, dude.
I feel like I have questions.
Okay. Oh, by all means, this is great.
Dude's got questions.
So, under normal circumstances, like, was like not doable? Like, you were not.
if it was normal circumstances, if it was my house, I didn't have anybody else living with me,
right?
Totally.
Okay.
Could have happened 100%.
But the little essence of crazy coupled with roommate.
Roommate, crazy, no discussion.
Did you guys as roommates have a rule about it?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Good for
so
you.
That's the big
thing. Yeah.
That would
so
be
that,
the thing.
That really kind of put the kicker on it. You know, if you are going to bring somebody home, you give everybody. You give
everybody.
So one, they don't just walk into your room.
Right.
Even if they had the sock on, half the time they never paid attention. So that's basically what it came down to. So finally, 6 o'clock in the morning, I got her to leave.
Did she sleep at all?
Knock on the doorknob.
Not.
Yeah,
not
on the door. Oh, never mind. What did you think, Chelsea? She got quiet.
Did she sleep at all? Like when she spent?
No, because we spent most of the time arguing about why she should leave.
What were her reasonings for wanting to stay?
Was it that she thought she was too tired to drive?
No, she just wanted to spend the night with me. And because of the which I felt a great compliment to me. But the fact was that none of it was, you know, she just assumed.
See, now this is the joke from last week. Like, I like my eggs in the morning fertilized.
Yeah, basically is what it came down to.
Oh, yeah, the crazy ex-girlfriend meme. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, a little bit of crazy is good. Like, any guy will say, like, a little bit of crazy. Yeah.
Okay, paint us a picture, though. What does this chick look like?
About your height, Chelsea, about 5'5".
Five and a half.
That about covered that half inch.
And a half, sir. I am a lady.
She had like a reddish blonde hair. She was very Irish. She had very pale skin.
Ginger.
A little freckles. She had the ginger. She had the freckle skin. She was.
Oh, so you were worried for your soul.
Yes. What little bit I had.
Wait, what?
I'm Irish.
You don't know
too,
that gingers so. Steal souls.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, a little bit of a soul.
Just like, oh, yeah.
Have you never heard this before?
No.
Oh, you know,
they
no,
say that every freckle is a soul they've stolen.
Yeah.
No.
I happen to know some gingers that if they got a tan, it would just connect. I mean, it's just how many souls they've collected.
I knew one ginger in high school, and she would always be like, this one, that one's going to be you.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they embrace
it's the whole Shang Tsung, your soul is mine.
I get that joke this week. Yeah. Flawless victory.
To be vain about it, if you had to put it like on the 1 to 10 scale, with 10 being the hottest
person.
Mm-hmm. She was about a 7, 7.5. It wasn't.
That is okay. Really that's not. That's fair.
To be vain about it. I mean, I'm not one to be vain.
No,
but, you know.
But that's not the.
You are wonderful.
We need the picture paint.
Your heart.
Do you know what? We need to get Crazy Kalamazoo. What's her name again?
Dang
it. Thelma! And we need to get Big Head Tyler. We need to get them together.
Yeah. No, because then, by the laws of genetics, they're more likely to have a ginger.
No, you can't. No.
Ginger plus ginger equals.
You can't put two gingers together. Why not? It cancels it out, causes a black hole, end of the universe. We're dead.
It's a rip in the time-space continuum.
The rapture is going to happen before it.
I think it would happen before the rapture. I don't know. It might happen quick.
Okay, wait. Wait a minute. We're talking about
it's Ginger-geddon.
We're talking about dividing by zero. We can't do this.
Ginger-geddon. Ginger-geddon what? Not your soul.
All right. So I feel like, okay, so we're in an episode. So I will see your story. And I will raise you.
Please one up this. I gotta have somebody one up this.
Wait, can I ask a quick question?
Absolutely.
Can only girl gingers allegedly steal souls?
No, gingers.
Ginger gingers.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's an equal ginger opportunity.
Yeah. It is.
That's like the one subsection of humanity that doesn't, you know, discriminate against by gender.
I know some really nice gingers.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
Know. But, I know but we all know.
I know a problem.
It's just a cover.
I know a few listening right now that when they listen to this, they might actually be knocking on my door.
And like I know a
you
lot
guys
of
might
redheads.
Not see me again. I
know,
just saying.
Like majority of the redheads I know have dyed their hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do you dye your beautiful red hair when it's such...
Camouflage.
It's such a treasure. Wow.
All right. So you don't know they're coming for your soul.
One up me on this story.
I will flash back to December 7th of 1995, Pearl Harbor Day.
Specifically.
Pearl Harbor Day.
I'm not going to lie. I was 10 years old.
That's totally fine.
Okay, just putting it out there.
Screw you, but I'll carry on. So I have just gotten out of a relationship, which is full of other stories that we can get into at some other point in time.
We'll pay for
it. In that case, I decide I want nothing to do with women. So when you're a geek who wants nothing to do with women, where do you go? CompuServe.
Yep.
Before the internet.
Yeah.
So I hop on the sci-fi fantasy forum on CompuServe, and I'm talking Star Wars with nerds.
Awesome.
There's this one person who made me laugh as I'm reading her posts. I make her laugh. A couple days later, we wind up in the forum at the same time. You open a chat window. Ha ha, hee hee, ho ho. Yeah, you're funny. That leads to phone calls. That leads to 3 and 4 hour phone calls. We're yakking. We're talking. Life's good. So that leads to Christmas Day. So 18 days. Whoa. December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Christmas Day, 18 days. I'm at my buddy's house, and we're hanging out, and it's, you know, just friends hanging out drinking, and my cell phone goes off, and I answer, this is Dave, and she says, hi, it's, let's go with, we'll go with Tiffany.
Ooh,
great 90s name.
Very 90s name.
I went
with the 40s name. You know,
no, Thelma's
classic. See, Thelma, yeah. So she said, hey, it's Tiffany, and I was like, hey, what's up? She's like, well, I'm in Ohio. Now, keep in mind, I knew she lived in Michigan. This is also, side note, the story of how Dave came to be in Michigan. I'm like, oh, well, what are you doing in Ohio? She's like, well, I'm driving to meet you. I live in Washington, D.C. at the time. I think I might have forgotten to mention that.
Oh, yes, you did.
So I'm in Washington, D.C., living on Capitol Hill, hanging out at my friend's house. This chick that I've talked to for a grand total of 18 days. I was just a bill here on Capitol Hill. Yeah. And so I'm in D.C., and she calls me from the car in Ohio.
Yeah.
And she's like, and I'm like, what do you mean?
Right.
You're coming. She's like, well, you know, she's like, it's, you know, we get along really well. She's like, this is just stupid. Like, we should just get together. Now, keep in mind, 1995.
Right.
Like, this is before
Google
dating
Maps.
Websites.
Yeah.
This is before sending each other photos and stuff. So, like, for all I knew, Ted Bundy was in a Volkswagen Beetle with a voice modulator coming down to Washington, D.C. to kill me.
I know when I was young, dumb, and in love, I drove from Ohio to D.C.
See?
Full circle.
So, yeah, again, Boston, Phoenix. We can talk about that some other time.
You win, sir. You win.
But so I'm like, all right, like seriously? And she's like, yeah, seriously. I'm like, okay. I'll tell you what, let me call you back in like 5 minutes. I hang up. I call my buddy who's a GM at a hotel nearby.
Right.
And I'm like, and again, it's Christmas.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm like, what's your availability? But he's like, yeah, I got a couple rooms. Why? And I'm like, okay, this crazy chick is driving down from Michigan that I need a room. Like, I'm putting, like, she ain't coming to my house. Like, I'm not giving her my address.
Stage five for rent.
She's getting, I'm going to meet her. I'm, I, I'm a great guy. I didn't want to assume anything.
Right. Oh,
so you're
phenomenal.
I got you a hotel room.
Right.
Totally paid for it. Yeah, yeah. So, and all's good. And I call her back and I'm like, hey, here's the deal. I don't want to make any assumptions. I'm like, so I got you a room. It's all set. It's all paid for. Life's good. My buddy's a GM there. Here's the address. Call me.
Good.
Oh, when you get in.
Nice guy.
And phone hangs up. I start drinking like I'm trying to pickle myself. My buddy is like, dude, are you? And I'm like, man, I don't know. I don't, like, how are you supposed to handle this situation? Like, I don't know what we're doing.
Poor Tiffany.
Oh God. So well, but I mean, I guess, you know, long story short, she did. She called me when she got to the hotel. She was all checked in. I somehow drove from my buddy's house over to the hotel. We met. We hit it off in person the same as we did. Mm-hmm. But the whole driving from Michigan to D.C.
Good
with
Lord.
Just the assumption that that's going to be cool. Right. Yowza. And, right. And with – and keep in mind, with the intent of – like with the intent of staying through New Year's.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Like was just going to occupy me for
that's
me.
I was already like going, no. Holy crap. And then you add that part.
Oh, yeah. Was just going to occupy my week between Christmas and New Year's.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so.
That alone. I can't even. That
makes no sense.
So that's, well, and so, but here's, and here's the, and this again gets into stupid guy story because it's 95, so I'm 23 at the time.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Okay. 23 starts with a T.
Oh, yeah. So I'm an idiot. So she did. We hit it off great and life was good and she went back to Michigan. And this is where typical male ego comes into play and we do stupid things. And so
yeah,
I was supposed to come out to Michigan in February, which is when Washington, D.C. got hit with the worst snowstorm in 100 years. And literally got snowed in a friend's house for like 4 days because we got like 2 feet of snow and 8 inches of ice in like 6 hours.
Did she get so mad at you?
Oh, she was insane. She was furious.
Yeah.
And should again, which brings us back to the story I told you before the show about the best man before the. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, baby.
Yeah.
Let
so
should have been.
But wait, there's more. So then a month later, I'm going to come out. And my great grandmother dies. Great grandmother, matriarch of the family, 103 years old, dies. I got to go to Jersey.
Yeah.
God gave you all the signs.
Yeah,
the universe went, dude.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
God was like,
so again,
listen.
She gets all fly off the handle, pissed off, and I'm like, look, here's my hotel room phone number. It's 908 area code Jersey. Call, look it up.
Right.
Call me.
Like I'm not.
This is before like Sidekick and all the other crap with Skype numbers. And
yeah.
So yeah, I'm like, no, I'm still mad. I'm like, so again, like, do I take this as a sign? No, nope. I take this as I must prove myself. Why don't you go ahead and send me the want ads? I really don't have anything holding me here in D.C. I've got a job and all, but I can find a job anywhere. I'll go ahead and see what jobs are like out there. So I come out here the first week of March of 1996. Do a job interview like every 2 hours for 10 days. Got a phenomenal offer. Went back, put my place on the market, and packed up and moved.
Wow.
And that's how Dave
wound
up in D.C.
That's how Dave got to Michigan.
Nice.
Yay. We're glad you're here.
Because of or that's or – so yeah. But still I do,
that is pretty crazy.
I do
that
think back to
– I have never as a girl been like, oh, he wants to see me.
Right? Never
in
life.
Just gotten in a car and driven for hours.
Never in
life. Oh, and that's
life.
The thing. Not once did we talk about it.
Yeah.
That conversation never. I mean, like, granted, we had the we should get together at some point. Yeah, we'll have to figure that out.
Right.
Not, hey, Christmas Day.
Oh, no, you're like doing Star Wars
I
jokes.
I can't
like,
believe
yeah,
I forgot to
force.
Mention the best.
after marriage.
No, I forgot to mention the best part. She was actually technically still married.
No.
Before I got here,
okay.
She was divorced.
Okay.
They were like, they were still technically, and that was part of the issue was she just wanted to get out of the house and get away.
Who was she married to?
Let's call him Trevor. He seems like a Trevor.
Tiffany and Trevor.
Yeah.
Sitting
he seemed
in
like a Trevor.
Not making it work.
But yeah, so that was, I was the escape clause for the week. That was,
That is ridiculous.
That's.
But see, that gets back because I'm not going to lie, dude. We boned a lot right. that week. Like that, like we, like that hotel room is probably still.
Oh God, okay.
Looking like no, a Jackson skip. Pollock painting. No, if the black skip. Light comes in,
skip. Fast forward. Skip. So, this so button isn't working.
I've actually got a question for Dave. Then
shoot.
Crazy magnet? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, you and I need to start the club.
Dude, it's, yeah. Like I said, it's that fine, like I said, it's, yeah. a little bit of crazy is good, but there's that fine yeah. line behind between, oh,
yeah. when you walk out to your
like,
car,
weekend in a hotel room, best Apple weekend ever, and car. Potentially burn your house down crazy. Yeah. Like, it's mm-hmm. a real, that's a hair trigger line oh, in yeah. a lot of cases. Like,
you spent too long at the Continental Breakfast. Who is she?
Whose muffins were you checking out?
Who is she?
Yeah, so that was, yeah.
Honey
that's
wheat.
Awesome.
But actually at a future episode I I've been told kind of like Bob with the poison concert story
that it's your fate there
my ex fiance story so not even the ex but yeah the ex the first fiance I ever had in my life how that ended in the ensuing debacle we'll have to get into that in a future
that's
episode
awesome. Well Joe we have another segment we do it's so you want to stick around
absolutely
because what we do it's called
first impressions.
So all these guys will message me on the dating sites and stuff, and they'll be like,
"Has Captain Breadsticks gotten back to you
no.
yet?"
Oh.
Stale.
No, stale, stale breadsticks.
They're so sad about that.
But no guys, salad. Just send the guys. They try. I give it to them that they try. But
you do
sometimes,
not get
like,
an A for effort.
But man, you'd like, you know, I don't know. Maybe check with a friend that your spelling's right, or you know that it makes sense when you say it out loud.
Use punctuation. It's not. That it's difficult not. Of a
what
concept.
Is punctuation?
I don't grammar.
And what's grammar?
Interjection.
So,
interjection.
Back to the Schoolhouse Rock.
Interjection.
All right.
Interjection.
So now we got two MC Hammer, two Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes. We are winning, people.
So
we
this first one, he's 32.
Okay.
His headline, which by the way, my headline for this website is "Can you do the robot?" Because
that's fair.
Because at one, I like to dance.
Thank right. you.
Two,
much.
If you have enough in it to do the robot, like then yeah. maybe we'll have fun, you know?
Nice.
So his headline is, yeah, ain't even know it. Not a,
yeah,
not
ain't
a,
even know it.
None of it's spelled right.
Oh,
then under things he likes, it's making every min count. Making doesn't have an I in it.
Now, does he spell it like the county in Georgia?
Like
M-A-C-O-N?
No, it's M-A- M-A-K-E-N. Make
no.
every man count. And then the message. He says, what's up, girl? I think you sound...
Wait. Was girl spelt with a U?
No. That's the okay. only part that was right.
With multiple R's?
No, that part was right.
Well, at least he got that. We'll give him that.
So he's got that going for
half
him.
A star.
I think you sound perfect. Not spelled right.
You.
I'm alone this Vantian day. I have no idea. If you wanna vacation? Met up, so where? Maybe buy you a drink.
I'ma buy you a drink.
Ooh, wee.
I'ma buy you a dictionary.
Seriously. Maybe is spelled M-A-B-Y.
No, give him a speaking spell.
Mabby.
If you want a Met up.
Oh my goodness.
I don't like baseball that much,
I was curious to say the Mets, yes. I just... Wait, what was his header or whatever? The
yeah, ain't even know
how
it.
Did he spell even or Ian?
E-V-N.
Did you happen to read his profile at all?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm wondering if there's not some type of developmental disorder.
No, that's real.
It sounds horrible, but
yeah,
I mean, unless there's something severely...
I think he's trying to sound cooler than he is, though.
No,
wait, what does he look like in his picture?
I blurred out for
okay, that's
anonymity.
Fair. Good for you. Because, for me, that's like... Cool. Speaking of being stupid in 23, I always went for the hood ones. I don't know if it's just because I was such I was a goody two shoes. So it was just you ain't even know it. Like, oh, girl, he got a rough side. That's what I was just okay, let's hear him out.
So that was his opening message.
First
impression?
Is it bad?
Run. Yeah. Run far.
Wait, can
run
you say
fast.
The whole message?
Uber.
Like, just say it all
say
together.
It, yeah. All right. What's up, girl? I think you sound perfect. I'm alone this Vantian day. If you want to met up, so where maybe buy you a drink.
Doesn't he even have autocorrect?
No. It doesn't even have punctuation.
Interesting.
Who doesn't use
autocorrect? I'm not 100% mad at it.
Oh my God, Cece!
Like, the first half of it, I wasn't mad at. And then the second half, I'm like,
All right. All
I
right.
would message back and forth and see what would happen.
This one, see, I didn't.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
This is on.
He didn't look like he had a proportionate tall body.
She's looking for a man with a big head. Chelsea has needs.
He had to buy big hats.
Thank you.
See, I did, that was for you.
You're so good to me.
So the next one is a different guy. Ooh. Same. Not same issue, but same website. So okay. I have that same Can You Do the Robot as the headline. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten some, like, I actually get a lot of funny, witty responses from that. So I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, I do it on purpose. So creepy guys will say creepy things.
Right.
No, I genuinely get a lot of guys that'll be like, oh, yeah, it's awesome. Like, it's super fun. Right.
Yeah, I actually bought the robotic sex doll from
Awful.
Do the robot all the time.
We'll pray
well,
for them.
So mine says, can you do the robot? Mm-hmm. And he responded with, no, but I can do the Chelsea.
Ew.
Wow. And I was just
did you ask what the Chelsea is?
Well, that escalated quickly.
Right. He didn't even, like, try. No, that's the bad thing. If you're going to be
you respond or no?
At least try.
No, he actually sent another one after that that said, which I believe involves being cute while trying really hard karaoke.
Okay.
So I think he was meaning that I'm cute and all that, but it just doesn't, I think that means like
that's why
that.
He sent the second follow-up one, like,
oh, he went, shit, did I actually send that? Did the first message come through, like, late at night?
And then, like, 11:59 p.m.
And then, like, the second message was, like, the next morning?
At 7:52 a.m.
So that was the odd damn.
Guys,
did I really send that?
When he woke up the next morning, he's like, hey, I wonder if she messaged me back. Looking at it.
Oh, no.
I got to fix that.
Dude, I left that dangling out there.
Yep.
He poorly baited that hook.
So the next one I got, this guy changed his photo. Photoshopped himself into the Person of the Year Time magazine cover, and and then his headline is fun, just talk to me! ! Like six of them, and then his likes are beaches, hiking, soccer, and coffee.
I think he had too much in the message.
And the first message he sent me was at 8:17 p.m. and it says, "I got cash," but like. With the dollar signs, like, in, like, Kesha.
Instead of the S?
Yeah, there's, like, six of them. And then it says, will you date me? and then later at 11:58 p.m., he says...
Did you, like, screw up and post an ad on Backpage?
No.
Just trying to help out a friend.
Right? Just double check.
I'm genuinely
so no, I didn't. This is a dating
this
site.
This is a new website for dating.
You got cash.com.
I'm looking to be escorted to a party
cash.
That I'm going
Will
to.
Will you date me?
Man,
and then the next
awful.
One was, I'm a prince. Will you be my princess? And I'm just like,
wait,
how is your nation?
Wait,
I would have been like,
how old is this?
I would have been like midget 30. Dressed in purple or of Bel Air.
Yeah.
Like that would have been the
call.
Like there's your differentiating question.
That is a tough call. Ooh, I'd love to see that Venn diagram though. Someone that has a little bit of each man.
Right?
He owns his own stuff. He is creative and he's got swag.
Right? He's
got West Philadelphia purple. Right.
And he has a great playlist. Sold. And his uncle's rich.
He just wants your extra time and your Uncle Phil.
And your Carlton.
Sold. This is why we talk about these things. I'm like, that's perfect. Then you guys look at me. I'm like, oh, they think it's a joke. Crap.
You should date him.
Right. Diloop. What is Stacey meets higher standards?
Correct. Okay. So the last one is, it's actually just kind of a comment. So in general, when I send a message to guys, it kind of, you know, you go for like a general phrase and then you want to say like something about their profile. So usually says, hi, I'm Chelsea. I thought
Love your big head.
Insert some opinion about his profile to prove that I read it.
Yeah.
And then it says, check out my profile. If you like what you see, message me back. If not, no worries. And then in quotes, it says, and happy hunting. Because it's kind of what we're doing, right. You know? So, and usually people think it's funny. Like, yeah. I usually get funny responses if they do respond.
Yeah, it's playful. I like it.
And it gives them an out. They don't have to respond if they don't want to.
Let me ask, you sent a message to a guy whose, like, best friend got killed by a dude with a gun?
No, he sat there and he was like, happy hunting. I'm sorry, you seem cool, but I'm against hunting.
Well.
I'm like, but it was, like, it's in quotations. Like,
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I seriously.
Just got to leave it alone. Just walk away.
That's where you just. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Elmer J. Fudd. I didn't realize that was. I was just. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. No, it's crazy out there. But yeah, so those are our first impressions for this week.
Yay.
God, that's
great. I had so much fun too.
It
has been
thank
a rough.
Thank you so much,
yeah,
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Thank you, Dave Sound
Thank
guy.
You, Dave right? Sound
Always
Engineer.
Have Dave.
Yes.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you, Stacey.
Well, I'd like to thank God, and I'd like to thank my parents, and I'd like to thank my hair today.
Your hair does look pretty. Hey, pretty eyes. All right. Well, we are Reasons Why I'm Single. Yay. We'll see you guys next week.
This is a previously recorded episode.